when we were kids.
Yeah.
Remember going to the mall, in the mall cafeteria, there would always be like a deaf guy or a thing, and you would pass out like lollipops. And if you eat this lollipop, you owe me $6. And like I would get them as a kid, and my mom would slap my hand like, no, you
can't. Put that shit down. And you didn't read it.
No, yeah, it was like a contract, right? But like also, who the fuck are you going to get to enforce your fucking mollywops contract?
Yeah, yeah, that's written on fucking construction paper.
I ate your lollipop. Now what?
Now what are you going to do?
Now what?
Son of a bitch.
How does this go, bro?
Yeah.
How does this turn out? I'm dragging this on because you're pressing buttons and there's no noise coming out. There it goes. Let's start the goddamn show. Do the monologue.
This is great because we're not like in a fucking strip club today. This is weird, man. What? Hello and welcome to the Social News Podcast, your weekly discussion of all things current requiring further insight, opinions, questions, and otherwise kick-in-your-face perspectives towards the betterment of humanity.
Oh, shkabow!
Subscribe and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to help the show grow and get Pound Town overpopulated.
Do it now.
Get in on the conversations by liking our Facebook page and following us on Instagram at Social News Podcast. And if you really support all that we do, drop a dollar in our Venmo at Social Nuisance. My name's Imagine, and joining me as always, a man who followed my instructions to get here.
Yeah.
But still got here anyway.
Yep.
Motion.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing.
I'm so glad the fucking Google betrayed me.
I dare you.
I told you to go somewhere else and you're still in the
table. Did you?
We're here at Hamilton's Brewery.
Yeah.
For longtime listeners.
Yep.
It's been a while because we were here for a while.
Yeah. We initially, like, my shop was around the corner. We were like the first 13 customers. We were 12 of them.
Yeah, yeah. It was fantastic.
We brought family, friends, shows before the rain games. We used to have post-op.
Yep, things.
Parties.
But now we're back. The strip club was getting kind of not weird or
strippy.
Odd, but it was time to kind of get back out in the world and somewhere they weren't playing.
And God willing, we'll end up back there.
Yeah, yeah. Daddy God Yankee willing. wasn't playing all the fucking time. So we're trying something else out.
Forgive us if you're at the strip club expecting us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you're expecting us tonight.
But you wouldn't be allowed upstairs anyways.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that's where dudes get their dick sucked and podcasts get potted.
Not allowed.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're back and we're feeling pretty good. We took some time off.
We did.
Dude. When life happens,
it happens.
Life fucking happens.
It happens.
For myself and yourself, fucking life has been happening this past month, man. So apologies for the show not being as consistent as it has been. But fuck, man, our Venmo is empty besides Short. Shout out Short.
420.
So we gotta handle business.
Yeah. And also, if you have like an emotional ill towards us missing an episode.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck you, because you didn't donate, because we know who donates or pays for it.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you have an emotional ill towards this show happening or not happening, you should have fucking bought it.
Yeah, man.
Bought it.
The only way that we're going to achieve a level of success and consistency
is
if we have the Venmo full.
Last week. It was on me that we didn't air.
Yeah, and then the week before that was also me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so we split them. We split the difference.
Yeah, yeah. Out of 4 weeks,
it was one you, one me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But if somebody would have...
That's passing grade in high school.
If somebody would have gave anything, we would have did it. We'd have felt obligated.
Oh, absolutely.
But we were coming home to $0.
Yeah, yeah. So fuck y'all.
So that's what we did. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know, also exciting news. I can't say $0. I recently put up a shop where you can buy a Social Nuisance t-shirt.
Mm.
Yeah.
Titties so out, right?
ThatImagine.com is my website, personal website for my music.
ThatImagine.com.
ThatImagine.com has all my music and all that shit, but it also has the links to the Nuisance Podcast and Dig Podcast, my travel vlog, and blah-bitty-blah.
Yo, yo.
But as I discussed in the previous episode, I've incorporated my label, Stars and Street Lamps. And so with that, I have a store now where you can buy all Stars and Street Lamps affiliated products.
Gear.
So Social Nuisance is on there. Imagine Products are on there. Audacious Adventures.
Yeah.
It's all up there.
So get your get up, Holmes.
We had a relative of mine who already bought 2 t-shirts.
What?
Shout out, Gabriel. Thank you,
fucking cuz. Gabe, dude.
Thank you, cuz. Donating to the show like that.
Always coming through.
We're 20 cents richer. Is what's
20
happening.
Cents?
I'm pretty sure.
He bought 2 shirts and we got 20 cents?
Hey, man, that's how it goes.
We gotta do a new setup, dude.
I'm lying. No, we got paid pretty good. I think it's like maybe 12 or 14 bucks.
Fucking Gabe, though. Regardless,
yeah, shout
rocking
out.
That shirt is worth more than any fucking fiscal amount could approve.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for doing that. But, you know, so we can't say no one's donating, but
it's
happening. It's happening, and it's happening slowly.
We're growing like a bad boner.
When I first started the year, I said to myself, these are my goals.
Uh-huh.
And one of those goals was to have 100...
2 t-shirts sold.
Not 2 t-shirts. That's accomplished.
I'm just kidding.
100 listeners...
I'm just kidding.
...per episode.
All right.
We're halfway there.
Yeah?
We're about 47, 48.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if people continue to talk about the show and share the show, we just might hit that mark.
Yeah, do it, man.
ASAP.
Yeah.
So please continue to tell people about the show. But forget about our successes. Let's talk about why we've been fucking up this past month.
Let's discuss our failures.
Let's
discuss our failures.
You want to go first? Or want me to go first?
I don't really have it lined out as a failure.
Well, yeah, not a failure.
Just ask me how my week is.
Hey, man, how's your week?
I had to work in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of good news, right?
All right. But look, my best friend that I work for, that we won't say his name, is Frank. We'll say his name is Frank, right?
Fucking Frank. I like him.
I met his brother, dude. Have you ever met his brother? Yeah.
Okay,
have you ever met, you know a person and you know him dearly and you love him? You're close, as Frank and I are.
Yeah.
I love Frank with all my heart.
Yeah.
But it's years into the relationship, and then you meet a sibling.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And the sibling is like a carbon copy of your best friend, Frank.
Oh, no.
Right?
Does that mean but they're not twins?
No, they're not twins.
Oh, okay,
but they're identical. Have you ever met, have you ever had a great friend, and then you meet a sibling? And then you got to go through this weird process, my brother, his fiance.
Yeah.
She talks about things like she doesn't know that I know my brother's habits.
Oh, right.
So, when I met Frank's best brother, I'm his best friend.
Yeah.
They stood in a way, and they talked to someone, and I interrupt. I was like, everybody's got to stop. One of you guys have to take your hands out the pockets, because this is fucking weird. Because they were standing identical, you know?
This is fucking weird, guys.
Yeah.
Someone's got to switch it up.
You ever met, the sibling of a dear friend?
Yeah.
And they're way more identical than you can identify with?
Do you
see what I'm saying?
I would say you and Mike are like that, but nah.
Yeah, we're not.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Mike puts me on blast for standing like our dad, and I got to stand a different way. My dad stood in a masculine way, so I got to stand like Twinkle Toes, Faggot Bobby.
I've never had that happen. No.
No?
That's kind of weird.
So I met my best friend, Jonathan?
Frank? Sean?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yep.
Jonathan.
I met his brother, and they were talking to me, and they stood in a way that's natural to them, and I had to stop, go time out like Zach Morris. One of you guys has to stand in a different position, because this is weird as fuck.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because they were identical.
Yeah.
But they're not identical. They're 3 years apart.
Yeah.
I was hoping you'd have a story to tag along with that.
No,
but
that's the
first part of the week.
I don't have anything to tag on to that, but that's a cool story, bro. All
right.
Yeah.
My best friend.
Yep.
Jonathan. So sweet.
Good
so
guy.
So sweet.
Good
he
guy.
Complimented me 3 times at dinner with his brother.
Did you make sure you sent the check in the mail?
Dude, let me tell you what I told him.
Okay.
I said, if you say one more sweet thing about me, I'm going to kiss every fucking faggot fucking curl on your forehead. Dude, every little line on your forehead, I'm going to kiss it. Because he never said 3 things sweet about me in my lifetime.
Wow, was he drunk?
No, I was.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
But I made out with him all night long, dude.
All those curls.
Yeah.
All those curls. Fantastic.
Wrinkles. That's what I meant to say.
Wrinkles
not
on
curls.
His forehead. Okay.
Wrinkles on his forehead.
Okay.
He's my big gay owl, dude.
Oh.
He's my big gay owl. I said curls.
One. Yeah.
And when I said curls, I felt like it was wrong. I meant wrinkles.
Is anything wrong at this point?
I'd say if you say another sweet thing about me, I'm going to kiss every gay wrinkle on your forehead.
That's cool.
That's what I meant to say.
That's beautiful.
Did we have that conversation already?
No, that's what love is all about, though. That's cool.
You know what else I did this week?
What'd you do this week?
I dodged cancer.
You dodged cancer?
MSH6, bro.
What? Fuck it.
There we go. High five.
High five.
You know your parents say, we could bring you on this earth, we could take you out?
Yeah.
MSH6.
What is...
So what
is
that
math? Is that a chemical formula?
Yeah. Damn near.
Okay, sweet.
It's a genetic... It's a genome.
I'm smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too, bro.
Yeah.
I have it.
Okay,
so all right. So when your parents used to say, I could bring on a surf that could take you out?
Yeah.
That's true. So what it is was I got a genetic mutation from my mom who I can't stand.
Genetic mutation, like the X-Men?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm not cool like the Beast.
Oh.
I'm retarded. Like, okay. Down syndrome.
Down syndrome Beast.
I don't know. There's a rumor in my town that I came from that I beat Down syndrome.
Okay, cool.
So that's pretty cool.
You have this thing.
Yeah, this genetic mutation.
Awesome.
MSH6. I got it from my mom. Which is funny because when I told my dad that I got it from my mom, my dad was like, so you didn't get it from me? I was like, no. And my mom is Mexican. My dad's German.
Right.
And he was like, you're just proof positive of the superior race. I was like, yeah, except you fucked her and made me have a genetic mutation.
So that
you
was...
You idiot.
Inferior decision, you dumbass.
Exactly. Estupido.
Stupido.
So what this genetic mutation does, in women, it creates an opportunity for cancer to develop in the 40 to 60 percentile between 30 and 60 years old.
Crazy.
All right? But in men, it creates the opportunity for cancer to develop in the 80 to 87 percentile.
Oh, wow.
By age 40.
Damn.
So I'm pretty much 9 in 10 going to develop cancer by the time I'm 40.
Yeah, the 80% about 8 out of 10.
Yeah. But it's 87.
So, yeah, you're like 1.5.
So when
I... Fuck math.
And it was a 50-50 that I have this genetic mutation.
Right.
But I knew in my heart that if it's a 50-50, I could be fucked. I was fucked.
Right.
I knew that, you know, from the get-go. And that is a lot of the reason why I've sounded so fucked on the podcast over the past 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I've been going through this.
Yeah, it's fucking heavy.
Yeah, it's super heavy. Way heavier than I thought it would ever be.
Damn, bro.
Because I knew that I had it.
Yeah.
I knew. If it's 50-50, I'm fucked. I'm fucked.
Yeah, your life story to this point shows that the odds are not in your favor.
I'm half Mexican, half white. But when the cop goes, boop, boop, boop.
That's the Mexican
I'm
side.
All Mexican.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's how I figured it would be with this disease.
Right.
So, turns out I am proof positive. I have this genetic mutation. And so they decide that, like, hey, we got to really check you.
Yeah.
So that means I got to put, like, shit on my butt, shit down my throat.
Nice.
Like.
It wasn't the same camera, though, right?
I don't know.
Did they wash it? That's how coronavirus happens.
I was knocked out, dog.
Okay, I wasn't saying.
I was knocked out. Oh, fuck.
That's how coronavirus happens.
So.
So you're not cancerous?
No.
Is that the right term?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, so, all right, so they did find something in me.
Okay. The camera.
Yeah, the camera did. So they decided.
No, the camera. Never mind. Continue.
They cut it.
Yeah.
And they removed it and they sent it for a biopsy.
Okay.
And the doctor told me, he was like, this is the way we look at it. We did find something.
Yep.
It could be cancerous.
Right.
But we removed it from you.
Okay.
Your life for the next 5 years is pulling weeds. We're pulling weeds, bro.
Okay.
Even if it is cancerous, we got it. It's gone.
Nice.
You had no visual cancer.
Nice.
I had no, like, remember in The Lion King, the dark space?
Yeah, everything the light touches.
That they called Santa Ana, I think?
Yeah.
That's what they called it?
Yeah.
He's like, you don't got that.
They
You're
pulled
good.
Santa Ana out.
Yeah.
That's a good move.
So, like a good thing, you know?
So for the right, so for the time being, it could come back, but for right now,
I dodged
good.
Cancer, dude.
Hey, congratulations,
the same way
bro.
The same way I dodged abortion.
Hey.
And in the same way... Like, I think my mom's still trying to abort me.
Yeah.
So
this
I'm not...
This one's like
I'm
fucking
not
30,
totally,
40 years later.
I'm not really out the clear, you know?
This is the plan B that she had.
Hey, right before I went under, I told my doctor that I have my own proctologist.
Okay.
And he was like, oh, who's your doctor? And I go, you know what? She works at El Pollo Loco. I don't think you really know her.
Oh, no.
You know, I was talking about my wife, you know?
Oh, no.
And he laughed about the joke.
Yeah.
And then, like, he put me under drugs, and I woke up and everything.
Everything, yeah.
And I Googled proctologist. That's not a dick doctor.
No, man. That is a butt doctor.
Yeah, I was thinking dick doctor.
Oh, no.
I was like, I got my own dick doctor, dude. She works at El Pollo Loco.
No, that's a cockologist, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cockologist. And by the way, my wife doesn't work at El Pollo Loco no more. It's just the only way I can make the joke funny. You know what I mean? So the doctor was like, you missed on all bases, bro.
Yeah. That's why he thought it was so funny.
You know what the fuck I told him?
What?
I said, you haven't cracked a joke yet today. He didn't crack a single fucking funny. No funnies, bro.
No funnies from the doctor. But I'm okay with that. I mean,
yeah,
that's something you don't fuck with. So congratulations, man. That's great news.
Thanks, man.
That's fucking great to hear. I'm so fucking happy.
Yeah.
That means the show is renewed.
Yeah. But also, I'm on lock with Southern California.
Up for future seasons. All right.
Because I can't leave. I can't go to Puerto Rico the way I want to go to Puerto Rico. Because right. I got to get checked out, you know.
So you got to stick around and get checked on.
I also realized that I haven't had a proctologist since the time that I stuck my own finger up my butt. But we haven't talked about we didn't air that episode, remember?
So you're qualified.
Yeah.
Cool.
I guess.
Congratulations.
How was your week, bro?
So my week has also been fucking all over the place. So the reason my life has been fucking all kind of fucked. So my day job had come under threat.
Yeah.
And for a couple weeks, I was facing unemployment. Look for a job, dude. It's not going well.
But it was secured by last time we spoke.
So last time we spoke, maybe about a week ago, I got an update and they were like, you know what? Change of plans. Turns out you're good.
Yeah.
Cool. What am I going to be doing? We don't know.
Yeah.
But you're good.
Yeah.
You know, I'm cool with that. You know, at the end of the day.
Oh, you still have an answer?
Well, I don't know exactly what I'm going to be doing at my day job, but my day job is secure. So that means I get, you know, so I still get my paycheck and I still get health care and all that fun stuff. That's all I really care about.
So it's lateral.
It's a lateral movement of some kind. Don't know what. But for those few weeks, man, it was just fucking all over the place. You know, I got to find a job. I got to figure this out. I got to move out of my house.
It's scary.
You know, when they say it's a long walk from your car to down the driveway to your front door.
Yeah.
It's fucking true, man.
Yeah.
That was the longest walk. Tears in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to tell my wife and hold my baby and be like, yo, I have no income.
You know what you do? You spike the baby and you choke your wife.
It was super fucked, and it was the hardest thing I've ever had to go through.
Yeah.
Those 2 weeks were the longest fucking 2 weeks of my life, man. But luckily, things are looking up. Hopefully, we're refocusing and moving forward. And that's always been my life motto. Keep moving forward.
The reason girls marry dudes like us is because they know we're not committed to failure.
Yeah.
Like, we have an out. Regardless as to what it is, we got chemistry, we got charisma, like, we're going to talk our way through some shit. Like,
right.
We're just, they know that they married something superior.
That's true.
You know what I mean? As in white men.
As in
you and
superior
I.
Superior
right?
blood.
Germans.
Coconut, sure, man.
You didn't high five, I faked a high five. But, in general, awful. Like, as an artist, like, you're going to struggle.
Yeah.
Like, don't marry a fucking artist if you don't want to, one, A, end up in a poem.
Yeah, that's true.
Or two, like, end up in a struggle.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
And the best thing you do is pin us down with a fucking baby.
Yeah, gotcha,
because
bitch.
We will take a job at Wiener Schnitzel to make sure that kid doesn't feel the fuck how we feel.
That's fucking true.
Right?
So fucking true,
I've
man.
I've taken so many fucking shit gigs just to pay my child support.
Yo.
Oh, and you and your wonderful lady are still together.
Yeah.
Wait till you guys get a divorce. It's not
then,
far.
Then it gets.
I promise. It's so much weirder.
Thank you for the vote of confidence.
It gets weirder. Oh. But dude, I'm on your team anyway. She's a fucking loser. You should never have married her to begin with.
Got it.
Anything to do with it, I would have nothing to do with it.
Okay.
Wait, was I the guy? Had something to do with it?
I think you had something to do with it. I think you
had nothing to do with it.
The main reason, and I think you married us.
I think so. I love you, Daisy.
I'm glad we're back.
I love you, Daisy.
I'm glad we're refocused. Not refocused, but you know.
Milo, I'm still your deal.
We're able to get back into the motion of what we're doing.
Yes.
And so let's fucking get right into it. There's
been
a lot of shit we've missed over these past couple weeks.
Oh my God, we missed so much shit, dude.
First, I want to talk about that fucking kid.
Which one?
Quaden.
The midget.
Caden Bales?
Yeah.
So, for those that remember, a couple weeks ago, sorry for us being a little bit late, but we had thoughts.
Yeah.
So, Caden Bales, he's the Aussie boy who is currently 9 years old.
Yes.
And he was filmed in a social media video saying he was so bullied at school and wanted to kill himself.
Yep.
And there was an outpouring of so much support and just love and all this good vibe shit. And then comes the internet to help that.
Oh.
But then they helped that along. Like, this is great.
Yeah.
But not the internet, but the trolls of the internet.
Yeah.
The trolls of the internet who fucking party, poop, whatever they can, bring the rain clouds and say, no, this fucking kid's 18. Uh-huh. Fuck that kid. Nah, man. That kid is 9.
He's 9.
That kid is legit 9.
He's 9, yeah.
So what I really thought about the whole situation is, like, why do some people feel the need to shit on feel-good stories, man?
Right, so I have two takes.
Only want to be skeptics on the dumbest fucking things.
I have two takes.
Where were the skeptics when the broom was standing up?
There was a type of person who shared the evil news about this wicked kid, right?
Right.
And I can understand that. I can get it. Like, we don't want people to get played. Look at the fucking... Because with every good, there's bad.
Right.
But the person who artificially created the bad about this kid.
Yeah.
Because there were rumors that he wasn't 9, that he was 18, that he was with strippers, and all that shit was photoshopped.
Right.
That fucking person, the person who created all that wickedness,
yeah,
I didn't know who the fuck they are, so I could make them drink the fucking shit I had to drink 2 days ago to prepare for my colonoscopy, dude. That's two different types of, like, I love sharing the news that, like, your hero's a failure. I love sharing that shit, too.
Why?
But just, like, I don't want people to be misled. Like...
Oh, yeah, those are two different things.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, if you honestly believe this kid is a superhero and I have evidence that he isn't, I would love to share you that on a silver platter.
Yeah.
But I would never create that silver platter out of alloys and fucking tin.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I would not want to, like, artificially create bad news about a child, a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
So I heard, that one of the people that they hit up was Brad Williams. He's a midget comedian.
Yeah.
A high-level comedian. He's great.
Yeah.
But he suffers from the same, suffers loosely. I'm saying it. I don't know if they would say it.
Sure.
Same dwarfism.
Yeah.
That's the way Brad said it. Yeah. That this kid does.
Yeah.
And he created a GoFundMe account.
Yep.
For $10,000. It ended up over $400,000.
Yep.
And the account said any excess money would be given to charity.
Right.
And GoFundMe will fact check everything. Once your drive becomes ridiculous,
yeah,
they want to make sure that it's like legit. Real. It's legit. Yeah. So the kid is 9.
Yeah.
Because some of the rumors are that he was 18 or 21.
Yep.
And he is, in fact, bullied.
Yep.
And he may or may not be shitty, too, at school.
Yeah.
Which you would be if you were a 9-year-old dwarf.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a fucking 35-year-old average-sized human, and I'm a piece of shit.
You are very shitty.
Yeah, I'm the shittiest. So, I get it.
Yeah.
But I just want everybody to be educated before the decision happens.
So it's a good thing that GoFundMe did that, because this kind of situation reminded me of the fucking... That military couple. The one that the fucking...
With the homeless guy? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And they try to hustle everybody off the planet.
Right. So I'm glad to fact check. But once the facts have been checked, let's put it to rest and let good vibes be good vibes.
Yeah.
We don't need to come and just shit on good feel-good stories.
Isn't it just weird that, like...
You're jealous or whatever,
like,
the fuck.
We unanimously came across bipartisan...
Yep.
...to deliver good news.
Yeah.
And there's still people who are like... Nah. Control delete. Control delete.
Fuck all that.
Like, what do you fucking want, you piece of shit? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, fuck that piece of shit.
Yeah.
Guy who was ever fucking spreading rumors and whatnot. The other suspected piece of shit that everyone is kind of shitting on right now is
Joe Biden?
Nick Wallenda. We're going to get to that.
Oh.
Nick Wallenda.
What's Nick Wallenda?
He's the guy who walked over a volcano.
No,
this
I missed it.
This was recent.
It.
So,
I missed it.
Nick Wallenda.
Teach me.
He is a tight wire walker.
Okay.
So, he'll throw a fucking wire between two weird objects and walk over something.
All right. Yeah.
So, previous attempts include, like, Niagara Falls, the Grand Canyon.
Great. Cool.
And
good.
All this shit.
All right.
And his most recent stunt was walking over a live volcano.
All right. Cool,
so
man.
So, he did this. He walked over the Masaya volcano in Nicaragua. And this volcano is one of 8 active volcanoes that has a fucking lava pool.
Can I intervene real quick?
That's fucking badass.
Whoever the fuck named the volcano Messiah?
A Messiah.
You're the truest piece of shit.
Messiah.
There's no Messiah in a volcano.
I mean, that's how I'm saying it. M-A-S-A-Y-A.
No, I think you're...
How else would you say it?
Oh, never mind. Messiah is M-A-S...
It's Spanish. Maybe it's Messiah.
I don't give a shit.
I don't fucking know.
Not important.
Point being is
but
that
he
every,
crossed a volcano.
Every time you draw a volcano, you draw the lava pit.
Yeah.
And there's not all the volcanoes have that. Well, this is only one of 8 volcanoes that did. So he's like, fuck yeah, I'm a tight wire that bitch.
All right.
So he walked across a volcano. He had to wear like a gas mask, like apparatus, so he could breathe,
so he
because it was toxic fumes and all that shit. Yeah. Because if you lose consciousness, you're going to fall off the wire.
Yeah.
And you fall into the lava pool.
Yeah, man.
Unless you're Nick Walenda, because he walked over the live volcano with a safety harness.
Oh, he took a safety harness?
Yeah, yeah.
And a face mask?
And the gas mask.
And
then he walked
nobody,
over the volcano.
This is why I didn't hear about it.
So this is why everyone is fucking pissed off about this thing. So everyone's like, oh, shit, he walked over a volcano. It's fucking cool.
Yeah, no.
That was how, like, the promo was, right?
Yeah.
But when he actually started to walk...
No.
There was a secondary wire that was attached to the safety harness.
Yeah, I know.
So if he fell off, he's fine.
Which is
fine, right?
Yeah, I mean, face mask.
We don't want him to die.
No, yeah, but that's not televised.
But that's like...
Not cool.
Right? Are we assholes?
All right, let me do this.
Because we're like, hey, man... If you're going to do this shit,
I
want you to potentially die.
Walk with me.
Let me
build a scenario. All right,
let's walk around.
Good. All right, dude.
Walking.
We're in a poker hand.
Walking. Oh,
me
poker.
And you.
Got it.
We're sitting at a table.
Yep.
We're playing poker, right?
Yep.
And it's a great hand. Like, you got three aces. I got three kings. Whatever the fuck it is. I don't know.
I'm looking good.
Right?
Yep.
Right. But it's like me and you.
Yep.
And like our money matters.
Yep.
And I go all in, bro. And I go all in.
Yeah, yeah.
And you believe that I'm actually all in.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, dude, this guy's betting his kid's future.
Yeah, this is it.
And you're like, I got him.
That is intense.
I have him beat.
I got you.
I have him beat.
I'm the volcano in this situation.
So you call.
I'm the Messiah.
You call knowing that I'm like, it was endangering for me to bet this much.
Yeah, yeah.
And I go, just kidding. I have another million. I was... playing.
So now the thrill is not as much.
Yeah. You may or may not win.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're just like, oh. All right.
That's not very exciting.
Like,
that's not world poker tour excitement.
Fucking bet, dude.
So that doesn't make us assholes, though, right? Because
no, it does. No, it makes him an asshole.
Who's the asshole in this situation?
All of us.
The guy who said he was going to tight wire across the volcano and make it seem like, oh, volcano. Dangerous.
Well, the face mask I get, that makes sense because you don't want too much carbon dioxide. You get loosey-goosey.
Yeah, all that shit from the volcano is toxic.
But
and
if you
got
like a safety harness, a diaper, Crocs, he's wearing Crocs.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
So
he's
so,
got braces and retainers on.
So people got like all kind of all up in arms because
it was
like,
what the fuck? Yeah, they got missold. They were sold a different product.
Yeah,
I get it.
Okay, so we're not assholes, right?
Yeah, no.
Okay, so...
I mean, Nick, we're assholes, but...
Nick Walenda, what we're trying to say is we're not mad
that you wore a safety harness. I'm so mad that you pronounced his last name right.
Like, I don't fucking... I might have said
no,
the
No, I think you are.
I'm pretty sure I'm saying the volcano name wrong.
Oh.
But I'm saying that if you're going to do a high wire
if
act...
you sell a product, dude.
Nick, cool, man. Good for you.
Yeah. Listen to my friend, Nick.
But I know a lot of other people in history that did not have a safety harness. And they
exactly.
fucking fell to their deaths.
Yeah. Or a gas mask.
I don't want you to die.
I tell you what, dude. My dad used to drive an old Buick, a 1987 Buick. It was small.
Yeah.
It was tight.
Yeah.
And he used to roll the windows up.
Super tight.
And turn the heater on and fart. And we needed a fucking gas mask, dude.
Yeah.
Nick Melendez, we didn't have a fucking gas mask when my dad used to fart in that old fucking Buick.
It's not the same thing. But yeah, I just feel like I don't want you to die, Nick, because I know I'm...
I mean, if you're gonna sell it as like I might die,
but here's the thing. So if you're wearing a safety harness, I'm pretty sure Daisy would fucking do it. It's like Daisy, look, I want you to walk across this tight wire across this volcano, but you know what? You're a safety harness, so you're gonna be fine.
Okay, but check
if
this out.
If you fuck this up, you're gonna be fine. She would totally do it.
All right, but say Daisy and I are sitting right here on the floor.
Yep.
On the floor, right?
On the floor.
And you take a tube from my butthole. To a face mask she's wearing where we can't fall or get hurt. And you just say, Bobby might fart. Nothing's going to happen to you. You just might have to breathe Bobby's fart.
Yeah, yeah.
She's out, dude.
Yeah, she would not do that.
Yeah, see?
Unless there was like a safety valve in the middle of said hose.
Yeah.
Then it's adventurous.
And I don't know what this has to do with the comparison I'm making.
I'm pretty sure
I'm just saying, like, if you're going to cross Detroit on a safety wire, your last name should be Hernandez.
And that's gonna go viral, just like a viral photo that recently went crazy.
All right,
I couldn't segue that. I don't know what the fuck you're talking
Detroit,
about.
Detroit Hernandez butthole.
I can't segue that at all.
All right,
next topic.
One
there's
for
a,
me.
There's a yeah.
High five.
There's a viral photo.
Okay.
Recording. Child recording.
That's Desi Ricardo.
Discipline of a child. So this child had to do push-ups on a store bathroom floor.
Okay.
Because he backtalked to his mom.
That's it?
So he's doing push-ups and he's complaining like, this is gross, whatnot. And mom is like, well, you shouldn't have been obnoxious.
She didn't kick him in the chin.
You fucked up. No.
She didn't elbow drop him.
Drop and give me 20, motherfucker.
That's it?
He dropped and gave her 20. But there was another mom in said restroom, and she took a photo of this whole situation and was like, hell yeah, this lady's my spirit animal. Don't quote me on that, but along those lines.
Yeah. She's promoting.
Yeah, she was like, fuck yeah. So it didn't, well, it didn't necessarily backfire, but it also went kind of both ways with the whole like volcano thing too. So the situation's going both ways where people are like, really, this is great. You're disciplining your kid in a productive manner.
Yeah.
And other people are like, I don't know if you should have him do push-ups in the bathroom.
Yeah, no.
My thing was, are we not going to discuss the most important thing? This lady took a picture of a stranger in a bathroom.
Yep. First and foremost.
First and foremost, don't take random photos of people in public.
And you know what? That could only
even
go...
Even if you're complimenting them. Don't do it. That's weird. That's
that
creepy.
Could only go one way. Women are the only people allowed to take pictures of children. A man could not be in a dressing room taking a picture of someone else's kid.
In the bathroom.
But I'm a firm believer of, like, working your child out.
Right.
Like, all right, so when my kids fuck up, I make them do chairs. I make them do planks.
Right.
But there's a
make them do planks.
Yeah, I do. Like, there's
plank
a...
bitch.
Obvious contradiction to
30
it,
seconds,
which is that like you're basically arming a faulty child at that point.
Okay,
you hope that they self-correct.
Yeah,
but this is how bullies get stronger.
By doing push-ups?
No. Yeah. Like, hey, you fucked up today. You were mean. You got sent home with like a yellow note. You owe me 100 push-ups.
Well, it's fair to say that the family's a military family.
All right.
So the boy is well acquainted with push-ups as a punishment because that's what dad does, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not something completely out of left field where it's like randomly, hey, give me fucking push-ups right now.
Yeah.
It's a normal discipline for that family.
So I make my boys, because I have three sons. I have boys.
Yeah.
So when they argue, I make them do workouts. Like, I will make them do chairs. You ever did a chair? When you put your back up against the wall and there's nothing.
Just hold it like that. Cupping the mic.
And there's nothing.
Yeah.
So you you do 90 degrees at the legs.
You
ever did that?
13 no.
seconds of that?
No.
Ah, that's hard work, man.
Yeah, fuck that.
We should do it. We should test it out.
Fuck no, man. Yeah. I'm not in trouble for nothing right now. I'm living life. But yes, I mean... And for me, under no circumstance should you ever take pictures of random people.
Yeah, like, no, or children.
Funny story of doing that. I did that once of one of my Subway stories. I was on a Subway, and this random dude was shirtless, wearing boxing gloves.
Okay.
He had both boxing gloves on, laced, ready to go, had no shirt on, like he was ready to fucking go. We were on the Subway. And he's pacing back and forth, banging his gloves together like he's going to fucking, waiting for the bell to go.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what the fuck?
Were you on the red line?
I mean, Hollywood.
Yeah.
Red line.
I knew it.
Yep. And I was like, what the fuck, man? So I took a picture of the guy.
Yeah.
Totally caught me. And I was like, oh, this is my stop. Yep.
Yeah, he jumped out?
Jumped the fuck out, waited for the next train. And then learned a valuable lesson.
When I lived...
I don't know what the fuck that guy was doing.
Yeah.
He's living his life. Who the fuck am I to take a picture of this guy?
Well, don't be in public.
Well, yeah. People should be as weird as they fucking want in public.
Yeah, and expect pictures to be taken of them.
We're not... Why are we allowed to take... No, you do not take pictures of people in public. Without their permission like that, with the intention of commenting on what it is that they are doing...
That might be the difference.
To put up for public scrutiny...
Yeah.
I mean, if you're just, taking a picture to jack off later, then that just makes you closet creepy,
No, that's
I guess?
More weird.
Okay.
That's
closet
more
creepy.
Weird than...
Then you're just an asshole for you're taking a picture to put it up on the internet so everyone can discuss. Hey, let's all discuss this weird fucking guy, right? Hey, let's all discuss how this parent is disciplining their child.
Yeah, so, like, don't be in public if you don't want to be of public.
So if you're in public, you're fair game.
Yeah, pretty much. Especially if you're in public on a fucking red line. And you know what? I'm on the side of the guy, but I'm understanding of the people.
Okay.
Like, all right, so one time we got on the red line, me and my son, and Jesus and the devil came on the red line together.
If there's ever any place for that to happen.
Yeah.
It's the red line.
It was Shaman Steve. He died recently. And Vinny looked over at me like, Dad. He was like 4 at the time. Like, what do I do with this? I said, look, son, I'm not religious.
Direction?
Talk to your mother. That's why, like, I knew when you said it was the red line. You can't express yourself in public without the public being able to express themselves about you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And okay. Yeah, like, maybe your photo shouldn't be taken up and maybe it shouldn't be posted. But also, like, that wouldn't happen if you were at home. Like, if you're being in the public, like, you need the public's attention for you to succeed.
Yeah.
Then guess what? The public's attention may make you fail.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Game is game.
Yeah, I see your point.
And I feel the other way about it, but I get it.
What about this one time? Oh, no, that wasn't. Well, it's not really a public. That was a locker room. There was I think it was a Playboy model. She snapped a photo of lady.
In the gym. Yeah.
Just to make fun of her body.
Yes. That's fucked up. Like, they both paid memberships to be
Right. That's why I said it's a bad example.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, like.
No, but that is a good example.
Oh, okay. What about people of Walmart? People of Walmart, I think, .com, whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. People just post photos of people of Walmart. And as you know, people of Walmart, that is not a compliment.
Yeah.
If you are a person that is like, oh, you should be in Walmart right now.
That's weird.
That is not a compliment.
They're being, that's why I always tell my kids, like, don't go out in your pajamas.
Yeah.
Like, go out as if, like, at any given moment, you'll be photoed.
You're right. But what about the person who's taking a photo of someone?
They're shitty.
With the intent.
They're in a bad place in life. They're shitty. They're not, like, doing anything great. They're
it's
in Walmart, and they're picking up. I would love, like, that for that picture to
come
with.
You're in Walmart, too.
For that picture to come with a selfie.
Right.
You know, like, look at this dumb bitch. And then let me see what you're wearing.
Yeah.
Really, the stars and stripes tube top, you fucking idiot.
Like, you're okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's
it should require, like.
That's fair.
It's not fair for you to catch. Like, anytime I see someone having a terrible moment on WorldStar.
Yeah.
I love watching it. Yeah. But in the back
I'm
of my
tune
head.
In.
In the back of my head, I'm like, I've never seen this person on the internet, which means I'm watching the worst place of their life.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm watching the worst moment.
Like
of their
2007
fucking life.
Britney.
Yeah.
27 Britney.
And I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm the one in the back going, WorldStar! WorldStar! You know what I mean? But, like, truth be told, like, that's not fair.
Yeah.
But you're in public.
So, lessons to be learned here. If you're going to do shit in public,
don't be around me.
It's up for public scrutiny.
It is.
But if you're going to provide public scrutiny, don't be an asshole.
Or I mean, well, provide, just be fair.
Which I think this happened, this was. So this lady was, I guess, pro situation.
All right.
Of disciplining the kid with push-ups in the bathroom for back talk. So because she was pro.
I forgot that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because
she was pro situation.
Yeah.
I think she's in the clear.
Yeah.
But if she was taking a photo.
But don't take a picture of a
and being anti.
Child.
Yeah. Luckily,
so, you know,
in
California, there's a law that you can't take a picture of someone's child based on what their parent does. And it was
really?
To protect the children of actors and musicians.
Oh.
Governor Brown signed it into law 10 years ago or 8 years ago.
Sure.
But it was that you cannot take the picture of a child based on their parent's occupation.
Oh.
So you can't take pictures of kids, actors of kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Kids of actors.
Kids of actors.
That's what I meant.
There you go.
Kids of musicians.
Actors
kids
of kids.
Yoga.
What does that mean?
Yoga instructors. I don't know, man.
Wait,
I'm just trying to make it through like the rest of us.
What's an actor of kids?
Yeah, an actor of kids.
So is that like that Mexican novella sitcom thing?
No!
Those are actors of kids, right? With
you're right.
The dude with the mustache and the beanie weenie hat.
A beanie weenie?
They're the little, like, with the fan thing on top. Whatever. Fuck you, man.
Quick question.
Yo.
Keith Urban. Is there anybody less deserving of the name Urban? He's a country singer who doesn't know anything about urban people.
He played Judge Dredd. Right? I'm thinking Carl Urban. Never mind.
I don't know who Carl Urban is.
But he does Dredd. That was cool.
I thought that was Sylvester Stallone.
No, the newer one.
Oh.
The newer one. Yeah.
Anyways, oh. Keith Urban.
Keith Urban.
He needs to be Keith Rural. Keith, in fact, you Keith know what? Rural. Now I thought about it. He can't be Keith at all.
Keith, oh, okay.
He's Cletus Rural.
Cletus Rural.
For now on.
Keith Urban.
You can't have no fucking Keith Urban.
Dr. Dre's got to be Keith Urban.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That was really quick.
Thank you.
I've been thinking about all day about how Cletus Rural should own Country Airwaves, and you hit me with Dr. Dre being Keith Urban.
The other thing Cletus Rural is doing is he's probably a Texas police officer who's trying to recruit other cops to alleged anti-government group.
What do you mean?
Preparing for civil war. So this guy named John Shirley. John belongs to a group called the Oath Keepers, and he's actually a Texas police officer as well.
Sounds creepy already.
And the Oath Keepers are meant to protect the Constitution. That's initially what they were for, according to themselves.
All right.
And recently, they wrote an insider's perspective for the local newspaper, and that was towards recruiting other police, military, and first responders. The problem is with the Oath Keepers, they're pretty racist as fuck.
Yeah, I bet.
So that's not working out for them.
Got to keep that oath.
So here's the thing. They're recruiting for the Oath Keepers because they believe there's going to be a civil war a-brewing.
All right.
And they're trying to ramp up the ranks for the tyrannical government.
Okay.
Now, to us, that's some fucking stupid shit, right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Let's dial it back. Let's take a step back.
Dial in.
What's the fine line between a well-regulated militia against the government that needs to be realigned and a racist radical group?
It depends on the racist radical group. You can have a well-regulated militia that isn't racist or radical yet. It depends on... It's all perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
Perspective is reality.
Right, so they think that they're doing the right thing. So according to them, they are doing the right thing, and we're the assholes.
Well, everybody thinks they're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
But it has to be defined. It has to be spoken out. Like, it has to be written down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what I want to know.
Because I'm a fan of a ton of militias that most people would disagree with.
When people start to say... I want to protect the Constitution and what it stands for.
Yeah, no, that's weird.
Yeah. Have you read the motherfucking Constitution, dude? I'm pretty sure a lot of the things you're talking about don't align.
Who was a... You don't believe her, Ford?
Yeah.
Geraldine Ford or whatever. Sure. You don't believe that. So the guy that she was...
The accuser of Brett Kavanaugh.
Like, yeah, Kavanaugh.
Yep.
Turns out, extremely great. What's it called?
I don't know. Where are you going with this?
SCOTUS.
Supreme Court. Yeah, Supreme.
Extremely fair. He's been great since the day he was nominated, since he's been put in.
His trial record? Okay.
Yeah. It's been fucking phenomenal.
Okay.
But perspective allows for someone like that girl Ford to go, you don't believe me, you know?
Right, right.
And then someone like Senator Warren comes in.
Right.
And she capitalizes on that. And she says shit like, hey, Mike Bloomberg, you told someone to abort their baby. And he's like, I didn't tell anybody to abort their baby. And she goes, no, look, it's in her Facebook post. And she tells Bernie, you said a woman couldn't be president. And he's like, I didn't say a woman couldn't be president. She's like, no, well, we had a conversation. And he was like, well, I said right now, America's not ready to elect a woman. All this comes from this world of, what were we talking about?
Daddy, wow. You tell me, dude.
I don't know. What was the subject you brought up?
That's my point.
No, it all comes
from... I'm talking about a well-regulated militia.
It comes from a world of interpreting words that don't mean what the fuck people want them to mean. Like,
someone's pushing forward their personal agenda.
Yeah, on words that are, like, unanimously not discussed. Like, we all decide it means this thing, but we allow for sick and perverse perspectives to come in and infect it.
I'm so lost.
I know, me too.
Good reach.
I know what the fuck I meant when I started it, but...
So let me bring it back. So the idea of perspective, where you have this person, John Shirley, trying to recruit other cops to join his anti-government group.
And he's a piece of
he's
shit.
He's saying it's not anti-government because they're trying to protect the Constitution.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a fan of America.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the Constitution. And if I see some shit going down, I would be up there fighting for said Constitution.
I guess my question would be that, like, all right.
What's the difference between me and him?
Have we decided that, all right, so the Supreme Court guy, what's his
Kavanaugh.
Name? Kavanaugh.
Here we go.
Have we decided that he's been pretty fucking fair?
I honestly do not know what rulings he's had or
rulings
I would disagree with.
Fair
enough. What I will say, in regards to Kavanaugh and perspective, people making their perspectives the reality and trying to make that the reality for others, I think that's what you were trying to accomplish and fucking failed miserably. I think with Kavanaugh...
I do that daily.
I think he was... I don't want to say unfairly persecuted.
Right.
I think they brought up old shit because there was no relevant new shit.
And you would call that fair?
I would not call that fair.
Oh, so you would call it unfair?
I would say it was...
Because you just said you would not call it unfair.
No. You're trying to twist. What I'm trying to say is I think it was inappropriate for them to bring up old shit in his personal realm, saying that it would influence his current ability to make judgments. But as his most recent track record up to that time illustrated, it did not.
Yeah. Well,
so they were making a stretch.
I was with you for most of that because I would think it'd be fair to bring up someone's history as to how it would prove in their future.
Right. But it didn't.
Yeah.
But it didn't in that instance.
It didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
My biggest concern is when it comes to this, like, militia shit.
Yeah.
Is the availability for interpretation.
Yeah.
Like, that really makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Because 9 times out of 10, I agree with the people with the guns.
The police.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The militia.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Police? What?
What?
I'm brown.
Right?
I'm not as brown as people would want me to be, but I'm brown enough to catch a felony at any given moment.
True that. But you agree with the militias most of the time?
Most of the time.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know, man. I really think... fuck. I have it written down, but I have it written down for a later segment.
I think I would also agree with the militias in the foundational argument. If we're both saying the same statement, we are meant to protect the Constitution.
Yeah.
Then me and John are on the same page.
Yeah.
But I think we started getting into the weeds. That's when you start realizing, you know what, John? I think you're an asshole.
Yeah, but you can think that about John.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's like my biggest thing is like, I don't think any one of us should be able to tell the other one what to do.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
Regardless as to how extreme that want is or how weird it is. Like, we were talking about having 12 children or...
Yeah.
Like, I just think you should be... That opportunity should be available to most people.
Yeah.
And when it isn't, it gets weird. It gets really weird when you tell people what they can or can't do.
Whether it be
about how many drinks they can have or, you know, like...
I agree. And that's why I think science... Facts, logic, rationale should be the basis of all education. And
well, that's, yeah.
The basis of all education. So there's a basis of facts that are indisputable. And I think that's when you'll start to see things go to the wayside of bullshit.
Well,
racism,
and how fair is
religion.
Like, you can't expect us to all have the same idea about civilization if some of us have been educated extremely poorly.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
We should all have this
same education.
Starting point, you know?
Yeah.
Did you watch the...
Science don't discriminate.
The documentary on Gabriel Fernandez in...
No, I refuse to watch it.
All right. I don't blame you.
I refuse to watch it.
I don't.
I've heard nothing, but I saw the trailer and I was like, nah, I don't watch that shit. Why the fuck am I going to watch that?
It's rough.
Why do people watch that shit?
It's fucking rough.
Did you watch it?
I watched half of it.
And then you tuned out?
Yeah, I got out of it because it was just like... I don't like doing uncomfortable shit when I'm on vacation.
Oh, okay, you're on vacation.
Yeah.
Like, I just didn't want to watch. I mean, the documentary is about a child who was a child abuse.
Yeah.
And I don't want to watch that
but
shit.
But my point is, so, like, they put the parents up for murder, but then they put the social workers up for accessory to murder. And I just thought, like, how disgusting is it that we live in a civilization that we have to employ people to monitor your kids? If you fuck up and kill your kid, guess what? You go to jail. But that's not someone else's responsibility to check in on.
I agree.
You know what I mean? But then
I thought back about it,
and I was like, we don't all want to grow up with kids who've been abused.
Yep.
So we elect people to monitor these abused children, but then we hang them when an abused child...
Yeah, I don't know the details of the case, but I do know social services are really underfunded, undersupported. A lot of social services.
Okay, but that's the argument. They're not underfunded. City managers make $1 billion in L.A. They get $32 billion. So that's the argument. Okay. I don't know if that's right or wrong.
I'm getting the weeds,
But I don't think it should be it should be someone's job to, like, babysit your babysitting.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree.
If you raise a terrorist, it's our problem to deal with.
Yeah. Again, I agree. And I think that is a super valid point, that parents should be fucking parents first and foremost. But that's not reality. Unfortunately, there are just some shitty people reproducing, and they're not parents.
Yeah, so...
In that instance, we should have some form of social services. But the conversation is, how much are they on the hook when shit falls through the cracks?
And then, like, can you imagine... Like, all right, there's so many times where social service... what are they called?
Social service worker.
All right. Where they don't pull a kid from the family.
Right.
Because the kid always loves the family.
Right.
This kid loved the family. Gabriel Fernandez, he loved his parents.
Yeah.
But if you rip the kid and you put him in foster homes, you for sure created a Hitler.
I don't know about that.
All right. But whatever. You created irreparable damage.
Sure.
And then if you don't, sometimes those kids develop to be great things.
Sometimes, maybe.
You're just throwing darts with a blindfold on. You know what I mean?
Potentially. I mean, that's when I go back to science and facts, and hopefully that guides some of those decisions.
How in the fuck, as a civilization, do we make a third party responsible for how a child turns out or doesn't turn out?
I think on paper, there needs to be an organization that looks out for kids, because, again, there are some parents out there that do not give a fuck.
But it's not... on paper, basic. You know what I mean? Sometimes...
I agree.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it's deeper than that.
It's
like,
a super complex thing. And again, I don't think it's... I won't say underfunded, but I'll say it's undersupported.
Yeah.
In the same way that the homeless concern also undersupported. It's such a large issue. When you're dealing with people, you can't have a blanket answer or money answer. It's a people answer.
It's crazy, dude.
And it's just there's so much more to that. So that's a great point.
Do you think that the civilizations that we grow up around outside of Southern California are dealing with such complex issues? Do you think people in Las Vegas are having these issues? People in Phoenix, in Arizona, in Oregon, in Little Rock?
I think they manifest in their own way.
Yeah?
I think they manifest in their own way. I can't specifically say, oh, homeless in California is identical to homelessness in Arkansas.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
But I think because it manifests differently, the solution has to be provided differently as well.
I think California's in this insane, weird fucking tornado of economic, like, just disparity.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going through this weird place. Like, did you see the tornado that hit Nashville last week?
Yeah, I heard about that in Tennessee.
Did you see it, though? Mm-hmm.
No.
There was cars flipped over, like, into apartments.
The same damage. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, usual damage.
And I see that, and I was looking at it, and I was just like, it didn't look much different than East L.A. to me. It really didn't. Like, I'm not being, you know, facetious or whatever the word is.
Yep.
But just for that to be weird to them as an anomaly.
Yep.
And I was eating on Taco Tuesday, like, oh, that's what it looks like around the corner.
Yeah.
It was weird, dude.
And that's when it becomes their own.
We're hurt.
Their problems, their solutions are unique to their region. But ultimately, I think the American thing is that we are just
one
Americans trying to do the best thing as Americans. And that brings me to election news. So
let's do it.
It's been going on. We don't have a lot of time left, so we have to be short and concise. Since we last met,
let's
America,
do two episodes on it.
Since
then.
We last met, America, Democratic primary was heating up. There was a lot of candidates, and at the time of this recording, there are two viable candidates.
Press pause.
Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden.
Yep.
That is all we got left. Warren dropped out. Bloomberg, Klobuchar, Buttigieg, Steyer. Anyone who was fucking left. Gabbard's still there for some fucking reason.
Who She'll is? Drop out soon.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh.
She's not important.
That's a bad bitch, though.
Sure.
And you know, it should be anybody's running mate. Dude, if Biden picked her.
Trump's running mate, maybe.
Think so?
She's awful.
Really?
She doesn't know what the fuck you're talking about, man. She
gotta decide. Oh, my God. She but you're a Warren fan.
I am a Warren fan.
And you shit on Tulsi Gabbard like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
My God. Yeah, you're like I'm confused then.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, Sanders and Biden. I think that's just how it's going to go down. I find it fascinating how right before Super Tuesday, that Monday, you saw the mobilization of all the moderate Democrats line up behind Joe Biden, knowing that it was make or break time.
Yeah.
If they didn't have a single showing as a front to Bernie Sanders showing, they were done. Sanders was going to take it.
Joe Biden, he pulled off the biggest fucking miraculous come from behind in any primary, right?
No.
I thought he was 30 points behind him. No, vice versa. He was 20 points behind him, became it 30 points ahead.
No, he was always ahead in South Carolina.
As far as Super Tuesday came.
Well, that's the thing. So South Carolina, it showed that he was not doing too good, but he had a stronghold there.
But
that
does
was,
he
that
have
was his firewall?
But he had no employees, no office.
In South Carolina?
Yeah, isn't that how it went?
Oh, no, he was all about South Carolina. That was make or break for him. Mm. He had to fucking make it there.
I thought he won states that he had no, like...
That was in Super Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Super Tuesday.
Oh, my bad. I thought so. Yeah. That's what we're talking
so
about.
So once he showed success that he could make it with the black vote in South Carolina, people were like, oh, shit, like, he really can do this. So that's when they were like, look, Buttigieg, you're not going to win. Fuck off. Klobuchar, you're not going to win. Fuck off.
Well, black people won't vote for a gay.
Not for just a gay, but I mean, they didn't have the rapport that Joe Biden did.
But how did he have it?
Numerous years.
Just being recognized?
Being on the East Coast? Yeah. Being on the East Coast. He's a senator from Delaware, so he had experience out there.
He signed on like terrible crime bills. He was very anti-poverty.
He was not the most consistent senator during his time.
No, but he was very anti-poverty. Like, not just to say consistent. Like, he had a rough time with people in hard situations, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he didn't do very well.
Yeah, so what I was getting at is, like, how did he get the black vote? Was it because he ran against
I don't know
someone?
If, like, there was any specific bill that brought about it, but I know his association with Obama helped.
Okay.
But beyond
And
that,
I'm genuinely asking. I'm
yeah,
not
yeah,
challenging.
No, that,
I'll wink at you when I'm challenging.
Noted. He definitely had some support there, and he made it happen. So the fascinating part to me was that everyone dropped what they were doing and got behind Biden to show front against Sanders, and it worked.
Yeah.
To a T. It worked like a fucking charm.
So
Sanders' only running grace was to have the new younger generation, the new voter turnout.
A genuine foundation.
And it did not happen.
In route.
The Bernie fans showed out. I voted. But the rest of the newer voters that were supposed to be coming out.
They went for Biden?
They didn't. They just didn't show up at all.
Oh.
Yeah, the regular voters that were going to vote either.
Yeah, I don't think Democrats
Buttigieg,
vote.
Steyer, Klobuchar.
I had this whole thing where, like, all right, so I was talking to somebody who was an ex-Republican.
Sure.
And he said that Trump has a not a diehard fan base,
yeah.
but a not delirious, but like a misinformed fan base.
Yeah.
I don't remember the word he used exactly.
They're diehard, misinformed fan base.
Yeah, but he had a word that put them both together, those definitions.
Cool. We're just going to go with diehard, misinformed fan base.
And I meant, you meant a voter fan base. Like, those are the people.
Older Democrats
that
have
fucking Hillary fans called deplorables. They vote. They fucking, you mean he has voters?
No. If you're talking about popular vote, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote.
That's not what I'm talking about.
So what? You're saying they vote.
No, wait, he has
the deplorables
this definition,
vote.
Exactly, deplorables.
So do the progressives.
They have deplorables?
No, the deplorables vote, sure, what you're saying.
Okay, but
right?
The progressives have
also
their
vote.
Own...
they have won their the majority vote in the popular election. What you're saying is completely bunk. Okay. I'm not going to accept it because it's just
but
ridiculous.
But what did I say? You didn't let me finish what I was saying.
That they the deplorables vote, implying the Democrats do not.
Okay.
That's what you're trying to say, right?
No, that's not what I was saying.
Okay, what are you trying to say?
What you said.
Fucking believable. But no. the progressives
What
vote.
I was saying was, you guys, the Democrats keep summarizing this diehard group of Trump supporters.
Yeah.
As to anything but supporters, but voters. Look, there's been plenty of times where the popular vote won or didn't win.
Yeah, 2000.
But acknowledge them as voters.
I am acknowledging them as voters.
All right, so So Trump won fair and square.
The Electoral College, yes.
All right, he won the election fair and square.
He played the map, yes.
Okay, so are you going to admit that Biden wins the primary fair and square?
Yeah, so it's playing out the way it should. So I don't like how it happened.
Do you think Hillary won fair and square? The Democratic
from
primary?
From what I can recall, no.
Okay.
The way that they move things around, superdelegates, blah, 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 no.
Okay. So the problem with Trump not winning fair and square actually starts, the root is the DNC.
Trump not winning?
Yeah, you said Hillary won the popular vote.
Yes.
But she didn't win the popular vote when it came to the DNC.
No, I think she did win the delegates to win the nomination.
So Bernie lost the DNC.
Face value, fair and square, yes.
What I'm saying, the people who I get informed from say he got robbed.
Yeah, he did get robbed.
Oh, what the fuck?
Well, that's the thing.
Did Hillary win fair and square or not?
That's the thing.
Or are you guys picking when Hillary wins fair and square?
No. What I'm trying to say is Hillary won.
She Bernie.
She got to the finish line.
Illegally.
She got to the finish line, 1,991 delegates. But by the way that she went about doing so was through misinformation and not allowing.
I'm talking about the Democratic primary.
I am talking about the Democratic
she
primary.
She won that fairly.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you just said she didn't.
Yes. Face value. The way that the game played out. But the game was rigged. I know you're trying to make sense of it. So, in order to win the delegate nomination, the nomination for the Democratic Party, you have to have 1,991 delegates. She was able to accumulate that number of delegates.
Uh-huh.
So, face value, yes, she won fair and square.
Okay.
When you start peeling back the layers and understanding what happened in the process for her to accumulate that number, it was not fair.
You know, I've been talking for 4 years about the Democrats being a disgusting group of people
right.
that fucking eat themselves up. And I feel like that's what you're talking about. So yeah. She beat Bernie fair and square, and then she lost to Trump fair and square.
Yes.
Oh, well then great. So Biden's going to beat Bernie fair and square.
According to the rules. Yes, according to the rules.
Yeah.
And you can have a game with fucked up rules in it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not saying.
But Bernie lost to the rules that apply to everybody.
Let's redefine fair. Bernie lost according to the rules
that he knew about. Did he get tricked? Did he get suckered? He knew the rules.
Yes.
And Hillary lost the rules
at face value. Yes. I'm concerned about my agreement to that with the whole Bernie thing.
I'm concerned with it too.
So. Biden, he did win fair and square. So Klobuchar, Buttigieg,
He won fair and square.
How do you think he not win fair and square?
Because I don't think anybody's ever gone from behind 20 to up 30. I think that was
in
a
South
DNC
Carolina?
Magic miracle. No, on Super Tuesday.
On Super Tuesday.
Yeah.
The reason why he won Super Tuesday, or won the way he did, was because there was no other moderate Democrats to vote for.
No, I think
it was either Biden or Sanders.
Sanders won.
You think Sanders won?
I think more people turned out to vote for Sanders. Just like back when Hillary was there, I really think that Democrats need to step up and say, I'm telling you, it changed.
The wire touched it.
Sorry. I really think since day one that Bernie's been getting fucking robbed.
Okay. Well, I don't think he's getting robbed. I think there is an insurmountable push against Sanders. They do not want this guy.
But who's that insurmountable
win.
Push? Because I think every Democrat that I know is Bernie Democrat. Like, well, I don't know any fucking Bidens.
Well, clearly, we are of a particular age. We poll towards Sanders. Southern California.
I'm not. I know.
Arkansas?
Yeah. Biden.
I could check to see what you want in Arkansas if they even have their primary yet. I don't know.
I don't got to argue with you about how your party is treating the people in your party.
Right.
But what I would rather do is quote a friend of mine, if you don't mind, if I can do that real quick. My homeboy Emoja posted today, I can't wait to watch the faces of all these radical, quotation marks, Democrats when Sanders inevitably kisses the ring and demands that all of y'all vote Biden, just like he did with Hillary.
Yep.
And then my response to that was, if you don't want to be called a snowflake, don't suffer a fucking meltdown when the flames of the party that you've been fanning finally burn you.
That would be dedicated to the hardcore Bernie or bust people.
I don't even think that's that hardcore. I think the generic Democrat is Bernie right now. I think we're getting manipulated into believing that Biden is like...
Well, you're right. I mean, I don't fucking know. I know just based upon the information that's being provided to me by the news outlets and whatnot. Ultimately, that's just what we're getting
for
information
Biden to go from behind 20 points to ahead 30 is fucking miracle.
If all the other candidates drop out, the only candidates that are available when the election went down was Biden, Bloomberg, Sanders, Warren, and Gabbard.
And Buttigieg, if you voted through the mail.
Well, yeah, Buttigieg, Klobuchar, Steyer were all mail-in ballots. If you mailed in, you were committed. You can't change
your
vote.
Okay, so then you agree with me. How the fuck is Tulsi still there?
Because she doesn't want to drop out.
It's an anomaly.
No, she doesn't want to drop out. You don't have to drop out. If you have no pathway to winning, then why the fuck are you in here burning money? Drop out.
Okay.
You don't have to drop out.
So how are we in a place today after Super Tuesday that is Tulsi?
Tulsi, Biden, Sanders.
And that's it?
That's it. Yeah.
Is that not?
Tulsi should drop the fuck out. She should have dropped out a long time ago. She's not going to fucking win.
Well, I think Warren should have dropped out a long time ago.
I also agree to that. When she had a bad show in New Hampshire, I
thought she sent an unconscionable email yesterday asking for more money.
She might have.
To her supporters. No, she did.
Oh, those emails can be automated. It's not.
No. It came from, we might have lost Super Tuesday, but there's six more.
That's what I'm saying. It could be automated.
That's not automated. You didn't fucking automate we lost Super Tuesday on
no,
the
I'm not
day
saying
after.
Like a week ahead. But I'm saying we push forward until the decision's made. They push forward like nothing's wrong.
But isn't that unconscionable to ask for more money in a place that you know you're not going to fucking earn it? She's trying to pay
off
her back end.
They got to get to work. Time is of the essence.
She knew it.
I mean, she should have known a long time ago. But if they wanted to keep pushing forward, they got no time to waste.
All right, so my thing is that the Democrats are selling a whole lot of we're not Trump.
Yeah.
The only person who stands on something that they believe in, to me, is Bernie.
Yeah.
So, what are the people going to do when Biden wins? Because Bernie's not going to win.
Yeah, when Biden beats Bernie, I'm voting for Biden.
Yeah.
Clear and simple.
Yeah, I mean, all the blues are doing the we're not Trump vote.
Yeah, vote blue no matter who.
Yeah, so what are you going to do for the people in the middle who don't want to do that?
Hey,
Vote blue no matter who.
Yeah.
That means if Trump ran blue, you'd vote for Trump.
No.
It does.
That's the moniker
what
for this particular...
What does vote blue no matter who mean?
Because no matter who's going to win the Democratic
you're going to vote them.
Candidate.
If that was Trump, you'd vote him.
No.
Don't roll your eyes at me. Explain it.
Because that moniker has been made for the Trump election.
Okay, so if...
Vote blue...
If it was Satan?
Yep.
I mean, what do you mean? What the fuck are you talking about?
Between Biden, Sanders... Either of them, I'm going to vote for Biden or Sanders.
So when Sanders goes, hey, I'm bowing out, vote for Biden, you're not going to call him a faggot? What? You're not going to think he's a loser?
No.
No?
No.
He doesn't agree with Biden at all.
It's the nature of the game.
Nah, dude, you guys' nature and your guys' game is fucking disgusting bro.
If that was the case, then why all these Republicans that fucking
dude, I wish
hated...
I got cancer yesterday. That's the grossest fucking thing you ever said.
If all these Republicans...
Republicans? We're not talking about Republicans. We're talking about Democrats.
I'm talking about the situation.
Oh, we're changing the subject now.
No, I'm talking about the situation. The situation being if if people stuck to their guns about how vile Trump was during the election, they were like, oh, we can't vote for this guy. We can't vote. Let me finish. So if we don't like this guy, then we can't vote for him. We can't vote for him. And all of a sudden, he's the nominee. Well, we got to go Trump. That's what we got to do. That's just the nature of the game.
What?
So the same situation. Yeah, that's the nature. That's the nature of the game of politics in America as it currently is.
So if there was a Trump that ran against Trump, you'd be down for it.
The Trump that's running against Trump is Bernie Sanders. He's the anti-Trump. That's why I'm voting for Bernie Sanders. That's why I voted for Bernie Sanders.
Okay, so when Bernie Sanders doesn't run for president, you're not going to vote for Biden.
What?
When Bernie Sanders doesn't run for president, you just said I'm going to vote for Bernie.
Yeah, I voted for Bernie.
Okay, so when Bernie is not on the presidential ticket...
In November.
You're not going to vote for a lesser evil, right? You're going to hold steadfast, right? I'm a Bernie guy.
In 2016.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about in a few months from now.
I'm trying to illustrate. I will vote for Biden.
That's not Bernie.
I know. I'm aware of that. But I'm going to vote blue no matter who.
Yeah, that's get disgusting.
Trump, to get Trump out of office. That's playing gross. The game.
Biden might be a rapist. He might have been a pedophile. He might fuck with little kids sexually, and you're going to vote for him.
I don't know that.
Yeah, I know, but there's evidence of that.
There's evidence against that for Trump. So what's your argument is that we just don't vote at all?
No, you're going to vote for a pedophile. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about you. Why are you changing the subject?
Because what you're trying
to... You're saying that there's all this evidence of Biden being a fucking disgusting sexual pervert. And you'll vote for him.
I know nothing about any of that.
Okay, but if I showed you that, you wouldn't vote for him?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Because there is a podcast that we had that you said Biden was like a disgusting old man.
Yeah, he's a creepy dude.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, you can have a
So if I show you that, you're not going to vote for him?
No, I've seen...
You still wouldn't vote for that creepy old...
I've seen Biden...
Be disgusting.
Act questionable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're going to vote for him?
Because you can be a douche, but still have better policy ideas in America.
Yeah, so you
than
can
Trump.
Vote for a rapist.
If no. What you are stretching, good sir.
I'm not.
You are stretching.
I'm not. There's plenty of people on this planet who think that Biden is disgusting.
Okay. I know nothing of those things.
Okay, if I show them to you, who are you gonna vote for?
I'm gonna postpone until you can show me.
All right.
Verifiable
Fair
proof.
Enough.
Verifiable
Fair
proof.
Enough. You'd rather see evidence of a pedophile than just not participate.
Based on hearsay?
No.
Because what I'm hearing is hearsay. Because
if that's the case, then give me all your hearsay about Trump.
Well, my hearsay about Trump isn't hearsay.
Tell me something about Trump.
I'm not going to go tit for tat, dude.
Why not?
Because.
That's the podcast.
It's an hour 13.
Oh, my God. We're too late for tit for tat?
We can do tit for tat off
dude,
the show.
I'm ready to walk out on this show, dude.
Bro. Okay. So, here we go again, man.
What do you mean again? This is our first time veering
into
this.
Okay, so we're going to go tit for tat. Okay. Trump has said some really fucking stupid... Has said really stupid fucking vile shit.
Okay.
You know, ask me to pop off shit at the top of my head. I don't have anything off the top of my head.
All
because
right.
There's
so you're just saying
so much. No, there's so much to choose from.
Okay.
From him comparing his sexual attraction to his daughter.
I thought you were talking about Biden. My bad.
To... So that's all Trump. And then talking about Biden, I don't know about Biden. I don't know about...
How do you know this about Trump then?
Because he's been in office for the past fucking 3.5 years.
Biden's been in the office for 40 fucking years.
But he has not been in that situation.
What? He's never been a pedophile?
No. Where's your proof, man?
Where's your proof, man?
No, where's your proof, man?
Where's Biden? Your proof, man?
Dog. All right, so as always, I want to thank you all for joining us here in Pound Town. But before we go...
Clock us out.
We want to remind you to subscribe to us and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to help the show grow. Get on the conversation by liking our Facebook page and following us on Instagram and Social Nuisance Podcast. And if you really want to support all that we drew, drop a dollar in our Venmo at Social Nuisance. And lastly, don't forget, there is power in numbers. And together, we can be a nuisance towards the betterment of humanity. My name is Imagine, and that's the Main Man Motion. We'll see y'all next week on the Social Nuisance Podcast.